From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting live. Spanish police early Friday shot and killed four suspected terrorists in Cambrils, a resort city south of Barcelona, where a terrorist drove a van into pedestrians, killing 13 and injuring 100 on Thursday. Police in Spain's Catalonia region, of which Barcelona is the capital, have not said whether those killed in Cambrils were tied to the Barcelona attack, but they described the Cambrils incident as a possible terrorist attack. They are warning people in the seaside cities to stay indoors. The Islamic State is now claiming responsibility for the Barcelona attack. Catalan police say two people are in custody, one from Morocco and the other from the Spanish enclave of Melilla, which shares a border with Morocco on the northern coast of Africa. But the van driver is apparently still on the loose, and it is unclear exactly how the two in custody are connected with the attack. Police are also saying that Thursday's van attack is tied to a blast in a house in Catalonia the day before, killing one person. Authorities believe those in the house were building an explosive device that went off, leading to speculation that a larger terror plot may have been in the works. On Thursday, witnesses say the driver deliberately drove into a pedestrian area that runs down the center of Las Ramblas, a Barcelona street with shops and cafes popular with tourists and locals. Some witnesses say they saw two armed men jump out and disappear into a restaurant. This is VOA News. Workers carried coffins off trucks in Sierra Leone Thursday. They buried at least 300 victims of devastating floods, more than 100 of whom were children. Fears are growing that more mudslides will happen, and the government is being accused of inaction, allowing deforestation and poor urban planning. The 1 millionth South Sudanese refugee entered Uganda this week. Correspondent Jason Patinkin is on the border.
The Ugandan official asks intimate questions to each family member in front of the whole group. Those he accuses of lying are pulled aside. Ia is one of them. Desperate after escaping war only days ago, she insists she is a real refugee.
This is my first time to come for registration, but they refused to register me. They said I am a Ugandan, but I am not a Ugandan. I am a South Sudanese.
Hours go by. Eventually, the official allows her to move to the next stage. All evidence points to her being a legitimate refugee. At a Mugo camp, each family receives a small plot of land to construct a small shelter. A civil servant who fled the South Sudanese town of Yei, Kamis Kony, has received his plot, but has yet to start building. He says he has lots of time.
I may stay maybe for 5 years. Because the nature of the situation in my country, there's no stability, the way I see. I don't have hope, really, if South Sudan will have peace at the moment.
For him and a million others, a new life as a refugee in Uganda is only beginning. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Mvepi, Uganda.
A 10-year-old Indian girl who was raped and impregnated and was denied permission to have an abortion has given birth to a girl. The baby weighed 2.5 kilograms. It was delivered by Caesarean section in the northern city of Chandigarh on Thursday. The Indian Supreme Court denied an abortion request a month ago. The court ruled after doctors concluded an abortion was too risky for the girl and the fetus. The child was allegedly repeatedly raped by her uncle. Over several months, the uncle has been arrested. The crime came to light when the child was taken to a hospital complaining of stomach pains and found to be more than 30 weeks pregnant. She was not told of the pregnancy. She was instead told she underwent surgery to remove a large stone from her stomach. The baby is going to be put up for adoption. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from VOA in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.